Do you mind just saying your name?
My name is Oscar Wyatt. We opened this restaurant here at 1674 Memorial Drive 40 years ago. My brother and I started these businesses out 55 years ago. We started out on Gordon Road, and we went to Candler Road. We had two in Covington, Georgia, where we were from. There was five boys and seven girls of us, and we only one left with me, so that we got this one place now called Wyatt's Diner, but we well known as Sergeant Wyatt's Country Barbecue. That's our title. And we cook soul food here daily. We sell out daily. And it's been a success for the family. And this is Mr. Wyatt talking to you from Wyatt's Diner. And our menu is veggies, is collards, turnips, string beans, black eyes, macaroni, tater salad, coleslaw, candy yam, rice and gravy, peach cobbler, and sweet potato cobbler. And baked beans. Our meats are pork rib. We specialize in pork rib, barbecue chicken, chopped pork, stew meat, oxtails, and pig ears and pig feet, and baked chicken and baked turkey wings. That's our meat menu.
I noticed the smoker's going. Mm-hmm. Is this your prep time on Monday mornings?
Yes, it is.
For the week or just for the day?
No, just for the day.
Just for the day?
Just
okay.
For one day.
You sell out completely?
Every day.
Yeah. Is it, so you smoke everything?
Everything is cooked on the grill is the barbecue chicken and the rib. The other is cooked in the oven.
Is it like a lot of family recipes?
It is a family recipe, yes.
Very secret, I bet.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
Was there a lot of cooking in your family?
Yeah, just like I said, I'm the family of 12. There were five boys and seven girls. We were born in Morgan County, which is Madison, Georgia. But I moved here in Atlanta in 1953. And I actually started fooling around with barbecue. When you're talking in the 40s and 50s, when you talk barbecue, you were talking about Joe in Vine City and Ben Reed on Houseman Street. Those were your two most famous black men cooking barbecue. And I started fooling around with Ben Reed on Houseman Street cooking barbecue, and I've been doing it ever since. And my brother retired out of the service. Him and I went in business, and we sit down one day wanting to think of the name of what we was going to name the business. He said, well, so I'm a retired sergeant, and your son is retired out of the Air Force, so why don't we just call it Sergeant Wyatt's Country Barbecue? So that's how we came up with that title. It's been very successful for the family.
And you've been here at this location?
I've been at this location 40 years.
40 years. Mm-hmm. Is Sergeant Wyatt, is he the pastor?
He was the pastor. So he's dead. All of us are dead except me. I'm the last one. Of the family.
Is there a lot of family still in the business?
Nieces and
today?
Nephews, yes. We still have a lot of nieces and nephews with the business. And we also have one place down in Covington. It's named after one of my sisters called Mama Lena's Soul Food. And that's down in Covington, Georgia. My nephews operates that. And it's all family.
Okay. So what was this building? Why did he choose this location?
Actually, a friend of mine owned all this property, and it was so small. Him and his brother owned this place up many, many years ago just for a little hot dog stand. And knowing him, and he said, well, it's too small for me and my brother, so if you want it, he sold it to me, which is Oscar Wyatt. And I opened it up just for some of my wife to have. That's why it's so small and all carry out, because it was just meant for just her in a small operation, but it just turned into a large operation because the food is so good and everybody patronized after. Thank God for that for many years. And that's why we're so successful right here now and been here 40 years.
Okay. And so you've seen a lot of changes here on this
definitely seen
specific
a lot of change.
Corner too.
Definitely
so
seen
how,
a lot of changes.
How do you notice a difference in?
Well, the difference is they've torn down a lot of the old structures and came up with new structures. And Kirkwood used to be, I'd say, 95% black, but now it's 95% white and 5% black. So, but it's still a very successful neighborhood and a good neighborhood to live in. And blacks and whites come here to eat. Everybody comes here to eat from all over the world.
Yeah. Do you still live in, so you live in Kirkwood?
No, I never lived in Kirkwood. I live, just like I say, I was born in Morgan County, Madison, Georgia, but I live out in Ellenwood, Georgia.
Okay. Uh-huh. So do you, are you the supervisor over everything now? Do you taste test everything?
I'm the main cook. I'm the main cook and I'm the taste tester. And, that's what I do. I get here 4 o'clock in the morning and start cooking. My nephew gets here around 6 and start cooking on the grill. My wife and nieces get here around 8 and they start frying and baking. Uh-huh. And we go from there.
So do you start the smoker out at like
4 o'clock in the morning?
4 o'clock? Okay. Uh-huh. What kind of, do you do like half pot or whole? You don't do
We do hickory wood and charcoal.
Okay.
Wood charcoal,
not the
gas charcoal, the hickory wood and hickory charcoal, hickory wood charcoal.
Does that give the best flavor too?
It definitely gives you the best flavor.
So is it half a hog do you put on there and then you pull it, or do you, what kind of?
Well, what we do, my brother and I came up with a basic sauce that we came up with 40 years ago, and as we put our ribs and chicken on the grill, we just baste it with this particular sauce. And that's the way we cook it. It cooks about 2 hours or a little longer. Mm-hmm. And it's ready to come off the grill, ready to go in someone's mouth.
What's the sauce based on? Did you have any, you know, there's so many different types of barbecue sauces. What's yours?
Well, I got two different sauces. I got the red sauce, and I got what you call the comeback sauce.
That's makes you come back.
That's the sauce that makes everybody come back. Most people are known for the red barbecue sauce that goes on the grill. But we base our sauce with that sauce I was telling you about that my brother and I came up with, called the comeback sauce. And it's got several more, it's got a lot of vinegar and mustard in it, which is good for you if you eat pork. So it really keeps your blood pressure down, helps keep your blood pressure down. So that's why we've been so successful with our meats that's cooked on the grill.
Do you have any hot sauces?
No, we don't. You mean the barbecue sauce?
Or just like a hot
well,
sauce?
We can make, my wife came up with a sauce that she mixed up that she can put on your grill, on your barbecue sauce after you put it on your, it makes it real, real hot for you.
Yeah.
But normally it's just a mild, good hot, mm-hmm. good sauce.
What's, what do you see the future of Wyatt's?
Well, my brother, it's like I say, my brother and I started the business about years ago. And thank God, my oldest son and my baby boy is here with me now. And they want to take it to a higher level. We've been here at this little small place. I'm 80 years old now, and I've been doing this since 1954. And I'm hoping that they take it to a higher level and keep Sergeant Wise Country Barbecue going for many, many more years.
More locations or bigger sit-down?
We hope to get more locations, but we want to keep it small and lovable, because once you spread out too wide, you look like you lose your taste. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to ever lose the country taste.
Do you do a lot of catering?
We don't do a lot of full catering. We don't set up full catering, but a lot of people call us and want up to fix large pans of food for them. And we do that, and we put them pans for them, and they come pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of repeat customers that have been coming for years?
We've had repeat customers for 40 years.
Wow.
We've had customers that come here 40 years ago, now their children is coming. Now their children is coming.
Yeah.
So it's been a repeating customer family since we've opened up.
Wow. And you said that people come from all over the
world. All over the globe, yes.
Just here?
Yes.
What's the favorite thing that they always come back for?
Most people want, everything we cook in here they want it.
Yeah.
But we're specialized in our ribs.
Ribs, okay.
That's how we ribs and pig ears. People, I've never known so many people to eat so many pig ears. I can't cook the pig ears fast enough. I sell a pot of pig ears every day.
Yeah.
So I can't say one meat over the other one because we sell out daily, so they love it all.
What time do you sell out by?
Around 7 o'clock. We open at 11 and by 7 it's all gone.
It's all gone. Do you put the ribs on at like 4 also?
We cook anywhere from 7 or 8 cases of ribs a day.
Yeah.
So to keep up with the demand for them, we have to start early.
Yeah.
To cook them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what's your favorite?
Well, my favorite, I just love black eyed peas myself. I'm crunching for a cold bread and black eyed peas. But I cook it all. I love turnips. I don't care too much for collard, but I love turnips. Turnips is my favorite vegetable, and black-eyed peas. And I'll eat a rib or two every once in a while.
Do you put the smoked turkey wing in the turnips?
I don't. No. I use the old country style fat.
Okay. Yeah.
Country style fat. That's what I cook in my veggies. Except the lima beans, string beans, and those and steamed cabbage, they have no meat at all.
Yeah.
You don't put meat in them for the people that don't like meat. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it's cooked with the old country fat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So have you changed that because people are now talking more about being vegetarian and
no, we don't change a thing. We had to change a thing. Been. We leave it just like it is, and we sell out every day. So
yeah.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Right. So how have you been dealing with COVID and maybe the food price increase?
Food prices have increased a lot. Definitely have increased a lot. It's beginning to get higher, but I try to keep my prices at a minimum price to try to. You know, you're going to business to make money. You don't up your prices when your products are so high that you buy. You won't be in business long that way. So we try to keep our prices at a minimum, and we give you a good portion of food. Matter of fact, we serve large portions of food. We give you enough for your money,
mm-hmm.
and that's very important.
Yeah.
People don't mind paying for what they get.
Yeah.
And we do give a large portion for their money.
Has it been okay since it's mostly a takeout during this last year?
Actually, really and truthfully speaking, it has been a blessing for this place right here because it was all carry out from number one, and after COVID came in, we couldn't seat anybody, which I wasn't seating anybody anyway.
Yeah.
So it's been a blessing. It really helped my business.
Yeah.
All being all carry out. Yeah.
Good. So what
are
you Miss Ann has been here.
Miss Ann been over there 50 years.
For a long time, too.
She passed some years back. And her brother and her sister didn't want to be bothered with it. They hooked her out for a while after she got real sick.
Mm-hmm.
And after she passed and the COVID came out, that just gave them an opportunity to really dispose it up. So it doesn't exist anymore right now.
Yeah. Has that been hard to see someone else that you've been here with for so long?
Yes, it's been very hard. I knew her very well. Me and her was very good friends. And I hated to see the business go like that, but just like I say, her brother and her sister, I think they all was working for the government and they were retired from the government, so they didn't want to be bothered with it in the first place.
So a family of 12. That must have been a lot of food at the table, or like trying to keep up. Does that help with restaurants
like
knowing how to feed a crowd?
It was 12 of us, and I'm the baby of the family, if you want to call 80-year-old man a baby. But
the youngest.
But we was raised up in the country. My mother and father was sharecroppers, and we had plenty of food. We we had everything we needed. We had, we raised all our food. We had large garden. We had large, we had hogs. We had cows. We had everything that you would really need that you in the country that people would have. So none of us went hungry. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And we'd always, my daddy had enough food and enough garden, big enough gardens and chickens on the yard and hogs to share with the whole neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the way we did it back in the day. Yeah. If one was hungry, everybody was hungry. Mm-hmm. That's what we did.
Were you preserving a lot from the summer, the harvest, and then preserving it for the winter?
Yeah, we used to harvest. My mother, we had a syrup mill. My daddy would make syrup.
Oh, syrup. From
the grind cane,
okay,
sugar cane, grinding. We had a syrup mill, and my mother, we had a lot of fruit trees. We would she would can her fruit and preserve them for the winter, and that's the way we made it.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your restaurant is keeping this sort of legacy of food in your family?
I'm just like I say, I cook country and people love it.
Yeah.
That's why we've been so successful. Mm-hmm. I use the same recipes like my mother used, and I won't change a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm smelling stuff already, so it must be.
Oh, it'll be 11 o'clock, they'll be lined up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So every day it's the same.
Every day is the same. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And so what we're trying to do is we are trying to get oral histories for our collections, and we would love to share those. And also part of this will be in our library and archives, and so other people years from now can look this up and research it and see it. And we'll transcribe it too.
Well, I'll send it over. Hope you all are lost there. I think I gave you a lot of information.
Sure, and if you know anyone else that would love to talk.
Oh man, if I find out anybody wants to do it, I'll be glad to talk to you.
Okay, and one other thing, could you repeat your name?
Oscar Wyatt.
Oscar Wyatt. And one other.
We are known as Sergeant Wyatt's Country Barbecue.
Sergeant Wyatt's Country Barbecue.
That's right.